Hello. Welcome to my chamber.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. All Hallows Eugene celebrates the spookiest old holiday by creating a new tradition, including a wild variety of activities downtown. A screening of Nosferatu will include a live soundtrack created by Mood Area 52. There will be a horror film contest, a flash mob doing thriller, and more traditional scary events from a costume parade to a pumpkin carving. There will also be a multimedia haunted house art exhibit at the Broadway Commerce Center by artists Terry Holloway and the Fuzzy Boys, Mila Oliveira and Nick Segrist, including audio as well as visual elements. Terry Holloway joins me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Terry.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the difference between a haunted house and a haunted house art exhibit?
Well, the haunted house comes with your spooks, your scares, your gore, maybe your over-the-top chainsaws, hammers, masks, blood, whatever. We're not going to have any of that, per se, but we're going to have art that will creep you out, give you goosebumps, and maybe build those narratives in your mind without hitting you over the head with the obvious object.
Yes!
I don't think we want people to know too much what they're getting into in this art exhibit, or it will spoil it, I suppose. But is there anything that you want people to have in their minds graphically about what you're creating here?
Specifically, we're taking famous Halloween movies that we grew up watching, me and my team of artists, and we're making our own interpretation of those in an installation form. So we're using Beetlejuice, we're going to do Night of the Living Dead, we're going to do Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and we're going to do The Blob. And our hope is that as you experience it, some of those symbolic elements or those natural Halloween elements will start to create that narrative in your mind and kind of create a moving story with the still objects.
Do you have a good recipe for creating blood?
No. I don't use a lot of blood. I use a lot of spray foam. So a lot of the things I use are oozing or blobby or some sort of beautiful mess.
Hello! Welcome to the dungeon. We're going to show you a little tutorial on how we get the blobs so fresh. We start with a little black around the edges and around the shadows. Top it off with a dusting of red. And then we just do a topper of brown texture.
Mila Oliveira and Nick Segrist are contributing their own talents. Talk about what they're producing.
Well, Nick does a lot of things, but what he's doing for this show is wood carvings, kind of the transformation of a wolfman or of werewolf of some sorts. And then from her, she's doing a family portrait of monsters, some of those classic Halloween monsters.
Do you feel that any form of fear is a part of what you want people to experience in this exhibit?
Fear isn't what we're going for. We want to make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. That's our goal. We want you to maybe be in the space. Maybe just kind of feel okay at the beginning, but then as you're in there, start to kind of feel creepy and start to feel weird. And maybe some different audio from the right side of the room will kind of grab your attention, spur some curiosity. So we're going for more of a creepy goosebump, kind of the calm before the storm type emotion. A haunted house tends to just kind of grab that fear factor and that scare and the surprise you effect. We want to catch that weird, nervous time before that happens. So maybe if you're waiting for the chainsaw to rev up, you never hear it go, but you're hearing the guy mess with tools and mess with all the mechanics. And so it's kind of the calm before all that madness happens. I feel like that's some of the richest emotion when it comes to fear for me, is the anticipation of it.
And when they walk away and have experienced this, what do you want to still echo in their minds and keep with them?
That art is fun, and that art can be a lot of things. It doesn't have to be a painting on a wall in a white gallery. It can be a weird blob oozing out of a trash can on your way to the bathroom. Art isn't so stuck up and it doesn't come with a bunch of rules or a big bank of knowledge to get it. Art can be anything. Art can be, how does this make you feel? Art can be simply exciting and fun.
Well, thank you so much for what you're contributing and for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Terry Holloway, who along with Mila Oliveira and Nick Segrist are creators of the multimedia Haunted House art exhibit displayed at the Broadway Commerce Center in downtown Eugene on Halloween as part of the new tradition All Hallows Eugene. There will also be a wild and scary amount of other events, all presented by the Eugene Film Society and City of Eugene's Cultural Services. the support of Red Wagon Creamery, Eugene Weekly, KLCC, DEI, and the Downtown Eugene Merchants. More information on the event on Facebook or eugene-or.gov. More about Terry Holloway and the Fuzzy Boys at terryholloway.com and fuzzylight.net. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. Ha 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 ha